There have been numerous developments on SARS today. The World Health Organization canceled its advisory against travel to Hong Kong and the Guangdong province of China. Late today, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a new travel alert for Toronto after receiving reports of 5 new cases there. These are the first new SARS cases in Toronto since April 19th.
And in what could turn out to be one of the most significant developments in the epidemic, scientists believe that they have found the animal source from which the human SARS virus originated, the rare Himalayan palm civet. We have 2 reports from China now, the first from Catherine Schlatter in Hong Kong.
Scientists in Hong Kong and the neighboring city of Shenzhen said Friday that a wild game animal indigenous to southern China, called the civet, is the likely source of the SARS virus in humans. The experts took samples of feces from animals on sale in Guangdong's wet markets, where turtles, snakes, and even insects are sold as delicacies.
From a special type of civet, we are able to isolate the coronavirus.
Dr. K.Y. Yun says he and researchers at Shenzhen's Center of Disease Control discovered 4 different strains of the coronavirus in the civets.
This coronavirus on genomic analysis was found to be very, very similar to the coronavirus causing SARS in humans.
The civet, with its short legs, long tubular body and pointy snout, looks like a cross between a skunk and a dachshund. It's a member from the same family that includes the mongoose. Like many wild game creatures, it's a delicacy in southern Chinese cuisine. Dr. Yun says it's likely the disease jumped the species barrier to infect humans while it was being slaughtered or prepared for eating. The WHO said Friday that evidence of the coronavirus is found in 2 other species, also used in specialty dishes, the ferret badger and the raccoon dog. Hong Kong University insists, however, the civet is the most likely culprit because the viruses they carry are so similar to the ones found in SARS patients.
There are some differences in the gene. The difference is very small, and we do not know how important are these gene differences. But we are going to investigate further.
Civets themselves do not display any signs of illness, according to Dr. Yun, perhaps indicating their immune system can control the virus. Dr. Yun thinks the civet could continue to be a source of infection in humans because he doubts the civet will vanish from menus in southern China anytime soon. After all, he says, you can't just end 5,000 years of tradition in a matter of months. He suggests changes are needed in the way these animals are captured and kept.
It's very important that we have ways of controlling the rearing, the slaughtering, and the selling of these wild game animals so that such epidemic will not occur again.
The new findings are preliminary and have not yet been published in a scientific journal, but the WHO says if correct, the news is encouraging and will help officials take action to cut off this potential reservoir of future epidemics. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Schlatter in Hong Kong.